This is Breakfast on 882 6PR.
A four-day work week has been implemented by an Australian company. They're a marketing firm called Versa. They've given it a go. They work Monday, Tuesday, take Wednesday off, then come back Thursday, Friday. Productivity has gone through the roof. Unbelievably. Richard Kelly, founder and director of Team Strategic Thinking. What do you think is behind this? Why has it worked for Versa, Richard?
Yeah, thanks, Carmen. It's a great question because I think it goes beyond just the perks of the job, the spreading of the work week, that it really goes from, because perks and rewards are what we would refer to as extrinsic motivators. And I think what Catherine Blackham's done at Versa is really tapped into some intrinsic motivation about why people front up to work and why they want to do a great job.
Yeah, okay. So extrinsic versus intrinsic motivation. So define that for us. What's the difference?
So when we're talking about extrinsic, we're talking about the pay that you get, the bonuses, the perks, those additional, those drinks in the fridge on a Friday that you're referring to. When we're talking about intrinsic motivators, it's what makes you want to do what you want to do in the workplace. And we can talk about it, a number of different attributes, but some of the things that I think that Catherine at Versa is getting to is giving people the autonomy around their self-determination about how they front up to work and allowing them to put some real purpose into what they're trying to achieve there at Versa.
So it's kind of those things that actually affect your lifestyle at a greater level. Like, it's not going to change my life if work doesn't have a coffee machine, but it will change my life if work gives me, say, 8 weeks leave instead of four.
Yeah. Well, it will, and it also will change your life if it enables you to find a greater purpose for what you're doing. So you're kind of not fronting up for the paycheck. You're fronting up because you believe in the vision and the purpose of the company. I think Catherine Blackham's done a great job in, because these things don't work unless there's a really strong leader who's prepared to trust their people. And I think given the success that's been reported, it must be a very interesting place to work.
Now, Richard, are the individuals that work with Catherine in her business, do they still do a 40-hour week? So can you work, for example, 10 hours a day for the 4 days that you're at work, or is that what you have to do? How does it work?
That's how I understand. So instead of doing 5 days and 37.5-hour work week, they've spread that over the 4 days. So they're still working the 37.5 hours, but just spread over the 4 days, or paired back to the 4 days, which I think actually, when you contemplate it, means that you come in with a fair bit of focus about what you've got to get done in those 2 days that you're in the workplace.
The problem would be, I suppose, for a lot of small business owners that listen to this radio station right now, is that for them, they might not have that many staff to start with, and they are probably already doing their 10 hours a day every day to try and make ends meet. So this might be something that some businesses can implement, but there'd be a lot of people who'd be listening to the radio station right now who are already working their backsides off, who can't possibly have a day off.
Yeah, and I would definitely tend to agree with that. I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all approach. I think the nature of the work that Versa do suits a four-day work week, where, you know, it'd be interesting if you decided to run a radio show that only worked for, you know, had the Wednesdays off. So I think there'll be many businesses where the nature of the work doesn't suit it. But when we're in this creative space that Versa are in, or really it's not just the creative space, it's really any environment where there's a lot of, you need to adapt readily to the market conditions. Having that, and Versa faced this, having that day off in the middle of the week takes you out of the middle of the melee of the day-to-day issues and allows you to step back and see some emerging issues for your clients. Mm-hmm. And I think they're seeing the benefit of that in their product, one, of their productivity increase, but two, their profitability increase.
Yeah, getting out of that day-to-day melee, like, and what that really comes down to is no meetings, no deliveries, no pitches to clients, no expectation you're going to check emails, just have a day where you step back, think about the job you're doing for people and what you can do better. It's a great way to crystallise it. It makes some sense, but as you say, Richard, not a one-size-fits-all for all businesses. Thanks so much for taking us through that. Richard Kelly is the founder and director of Team Strategic Thinking. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks, Richard, by the way. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Carmen. Thanks, Carl. Bye-bye.
Love to hear from you. You point out a really good thing, small businesses.
Yeah.
Small businesses, if you're listening to us right now, how could you see something like this working in your business? A day off in the middle of the week. You can't close the doors in the shop. but maybe you could do something that is going to intrinsically motivate your staff in another way. Is it by giving them an incentive that they work, maybe if they work 3 weeks, they get a week off?
Well, what incentives do you already have in place? I mean, for example, we see those that are fly-in, fly-out workers, FIFO workers, they have a period of time on, then they get a period of time off. It applies to those that work in our fire brigade, for example. They work shifts and then they get the and they might be doing day for a while, they'll do nights for a while, but then they'll get a period of time off.
I've heard that fiery recruitment is going through the roof, or at least applications for recruitment are going through the roof, because people tap into the lifestyle of firefighters. It's pertinent to talk about it right now, because of course when we are in emergency season, they're hammered, they're working very, very hard, but there are periods of time through the year when a fiery can go to work and have a kip.
Correct.
Cook a roast for the other blokes.
That's right.
Sit around, train.
Those faulty fire alarms that go off around in some buildings in the city are the things that disrupt sometimes their sleep. But, I mean, that's the nature of the work. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. But I just wonder what you do. If you've got your own business, you tune into 6PR, whether it's big or small, what you already do for your staff. What perks do you have? And if you are a business owner and you are working full-time, what little perks do you do for yourself? Because you've got to give yourself a break.
Yeah, true. Got to have something.
You've got to have your own little rewards. It can't just be all about the bottom line, even though I know that we've got to try and stay ahead of the game to make sure you keep your head out of the sand, so to speak.
Well, more holidays, days off, those sorts of things are pretty obvious, aren't they? I wonder if anybody's actually doing those things yet. But what about free services? You know, if you're a dentist, do all of your staff get free dental care for them and all their family, and therefore that's a reason to stay employed with you? Mm. More and more of these employment experts like Richard Kelly are telling us that competitive workplaces are where it's at now. You've got to compete for the staff to keep them working with you.
So what perks do you have for your staff, or what do you do if you're a small business owner for yourself to reward yourself? 922 11882. It's 6:45. We'd love to hear from you after this.